Lord, we do thank you for the privilege of being together at this time.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们可以在这里聚集在这里。
We thank you for all who are here at the chapel and also for those who are visiting with us on Zoom, many from far away.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们为着我们今天来到教会的弟兄姊妹，还有在众的各位来感谢你。
Our prayer this evening, Lord, is that you will teach us all what we need to know.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们今天，希望可以，就您可以教导我们应该知道的。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit of God has given wisdom to, and gifts to some of his people to be pastors and teachers.
主啊，我们感谢你，你叫圣灵，赐给，一些人，让他们有牧者和牧师的这样的恩赐。
And we thank you for each one and the gifts that you have given them because we need their teaching and their pastoral care.
主啊，我们也感谢你，因为你赐给他们这样恩赐，因为我们每一个人都需要被牧养。
So we just pray that you will speak through David and that you will speak to each of our hearts this evening.
主啊，愿你可以通过 David 弟兄来对我们讲话。
And we give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感恩和以上祷告祈求都奉耶稣基督尊名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's my pleasure to be with you tonight.
今天很高兴来在这里。
I'd like to ask someone to allow me to share my screen.
Okay. Just one second. There, I believe you can do that now.
Okay. Okay. Again, it's my pleasure to be with you tonight as we look at this subject of the spiritual gifts and especially the gift of the shepherd.
Okay. 那么就是也是今天再一次是我的荣幸可以在这里为大家讲关于属灵恩赐的其中关于特别是关于牧羊人或者是牧者的这一篇。
In our study so far, we have been looking at a general look at the spiritual gifts, and then a number of individual spiritual gifts, such as teacher, evangelist, prophet, and tonight we'll look at the shepherd.
我们在过去几周有学到了各样的属灵恩赐，包括教师，包括传福音的人。那么今天晚上我们会讲着重讲这个关于牧羊人或者是这个牧师牧者的方面。
Now, just to give you a little bit of a look ahead, next week we'll look at the gift of tongues, and the week after that we'll look at the gift of healing, and then we'll look at a study on how to discover our spiritual gifts and how to use our spiritual gifts.
那么我们也提前预告一下我们接下来几周会讲什么。首先下面会讲关于说方言的恩赐，然后其次是医治的恩赐。那么接下来我们会讲如何发现这个我们得到了属灵恩赐，然后并且是我们如何去使用这些恩赐。
So I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians and chapter 4.
Okay, 那么我们有圣经的，我们邀请你打开翻到以弗所书的四章。
And here in chapter 4 in verse 11, the apostle Paul is speaking and he is explaining that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to the church spiritual gifts.
从十一节开始我们知道就是 圣灵将这样的恩赐会赐给我们在座的圣徒。
And he tells us in this passage that these gifts are given for the maturity, for the building up and the maturity of the local church.
也告诉我们，他赐这样的恩赐是为了使得教会可以更加成长。
Now, this is such an important aspect of spiritual gifts that God has given certain abilities, supernatural abilities to individual believers to take the church further in maturity.
这段经文告诉我们，就是他这样的恩赐，他是将很。就是一些超自然的，它是从神而来的这样的能力，给到那个教会中的圣徒，那么是为了去建立基督身体，去建立教会。
He says, if we don't have these spiritual gifts, we'll be like infants tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
说如果没有这样子的恩赐，就会使得让我们还是小孩子，就是会中了人的诡计和欺骗法术，被一切的异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
But if we have, and these gifts are used, we'll grow up as a full-grown man, full-grown adult.
而在我们有了这样的恩赐，我们就可以成为就是就像长大成人。
It's full-grown adults who can accomplish the most for the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is why he wants us to come to maturity in the local church.
就是他这些恩赐使得我们可以长大成人，是让我们可以去成就主耶稣想要成就的最多。那么也同时会让教会也更加成长。
We need the gift of an evangelist. We need the gift of the teacher. We need the gift of the shepherd.
我们需要传福音的人，我们需要教师，我们也需要牧者、牧羊人。
And we need each one of these 19 different spiritual gifts so that each person is contributing towards the maturity of the body of Christ.
我们需要这19种这样恩赐，他们各司其职，可以让可以都来贡献给教会，就是致力于教会的建立。
I want to emphasize to each one who's listening tonight that it's important for you, for me, for each believer to know what his spiritual gift is, to discover it, to develop it, and to use it as much as possible in the local church.
所以我们在地方教会，我们在这个本地教会呢，我们要去学习如何去发现这样的属灵恩赐，要学习并且要使用我们身上的属灵恩赐。
So in chapter 4, in verse 11, we read these words. And
在以弗所书的四章，我们读到这些。
He gave some to be apostles. He gave some to be prophets. He gave some to be evangelists. He gave some to be teachers. And he gave some to be pastors or shepherds.
在十一节中，我们读到说，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Now, a teacher is a little bit different than someone who is a shepherd or a pastor.
就是一名教师呢，他是对和牧师或者说跟牧羊人是有些区别的。
To be an evangelist, a person has to have something, has to have some of the teaching gift.
作为一个传福音的人呢，他需要一定程度的教导的恩赐。
It's almost impossible to be an evangelist without having a strong ability to teach the difficult passages of scripture.
所以说如果没有作为教师的能力的话，如果没有很强的作为教师的能力的话，是基本上是不可能是做好去做一个传福音的人。Every
evangelist that I have known has been able to teach the Bible effectively.
每一个我认识的，就是传教士或者这里说传福音的人，他们都有很强的能力可以去解释圣经的真理。
And it's true also of the pastor. The pastor also has to have the ability of teaching the Word of God.
牧师或者牧者呢，他们也有这样子的能力去讲解神的话。
So as we go through our study tonight of the shepherd or the pastor, you will see that he needs to possess a good ability to teach the word of God.
所以，我们今天晚上学习的时候，牧师呢，他将会，他也同样需要有很强的能力可以去解释神的话。But
a pastor is different, the gift of pastor, is different than the gift of a teacher.
但是牧师的这样的恩赐是有一些区别于教师的。Teacher
is usually concerned with the truthfulness, with the word of God, with the accuracy of the word of God, with teaching the word of God exactly as it appears in the word, in the scriptures.
那么教师呢，他主要是会着重于，在去如何讲解神的话，如何去教导神的话，并且在准确性，就是并且在经文本身的这样的教导。A
pastor is someone who's concerned about people.
因为牧师呢，他更加着重于在人们。
He's concerned about the spiritual needs of the people and the practical needs of the people and where they're hurting and where they need to be comforted and encouraged.
他看重每个人的恩赐，每个人的需要，也会看重，就是说什么时候他们将需要安慰。When
he teaches the word of God, he does teach doctrine. But he teaches the word of God sometimes practically, how to encourage, how to strengthen, how to build up a believer who is discouraged.
他在教导的时候，他会更加着重于教导，就是说如何使一个人，他在属灵方面更加强壮，更加可以茁壮成长，也可以去建立这个人。
Yesterday, I went with a shepherd from our local church to visit a man who was chronically sick.
我昨天呢，和一位牧者去探访了一个人，他有一些老年的疾病。
He had a form of Parkinson's disease and it was advanced in its stages in his body and he was suffering very much.
这位老人呢，他患有一个形式的这个帕金森的这个疾病，那么他也他的那个就是他的程度也是比较晚期的，所以说他很难过，很难受。
But as we visited this man, I began to see how a shepherd truly ministers to someone who is hurting, who is in need in his life.
而在我今天探访的时候，我也很真切的看到，就是一位牧者如何将神的真理来告诉这个他很受病痛折磨的这个人。
This man was unable at this point in his life, he was unable to speak any longer.
这个老人他这个时候已经没有办法去讲话了。But
he had a way, this shepherd from our church, also an elder, he went and he began to embrace him and hug him and show him that he cared for him, and he spoke to him and encouraged him and built him up. Over an hour, it was a wonderful thing to see a shepherd working in a wonderful way in this man's life.
就是他们教会的这个牧者和也还有像长老就是也一起来在关怀他，有他又拥抱他，并且也将真的将神的话传给他，也更加鼓励他，也建立他，然后所以我可以当时可以真的很在近距离可以看到一位牧者如何关怀这个人。
So let's dig into this subject of the pastor or the shepherd.
那么我们就在近距离再看看圣经中如何怎么讲关于牧者的。
So in the English Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, is the only time in the entire Bible we come across this word in English, pastor.
就是在英文圣经里头，这个pastor这个词，就是牧师这个词出现在圣经里头。
But today in North America, probably the word pastor is the most common word for a spiritual leader within a local church.
而在北美呢，是很有意思，是我们看到这个牧师这个词是。
It's probably the wrong word to use of a spiritual leader, because we'll see what a pastor is, what a shepherd is. It's a much different thing than a spiritual leader in a church.
所以这可能是一个错误的使用啊，在我们那个。 北美教会里头就是使用牧师这个词，就是去描述这个属灵的带领。那么我们会再近距离看看这个词到底是什么。So
the Greek word for pastor, poimen, is literally the word used over and over again in the New Testament for shepherd.
这个词pastor就是牧师，他在希腊文里头就是这个appointment，他的意思，他根本他这个词的意思就是牧羊人的意思。So
a shepherd, he feeds, he protects, and he cares for the physical health of sheep.
一个牧羊人，他喂养，他保护，他在乎并且关怀这羊的健康。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2, Peter says, as a shepherd of the flock of God under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but with an eagerness to serve.
彼得这样子劝导我们说，在彼得前书的5章2节是这样子讲的，务要牧养在你们。 中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。So
the word shepherds used a number of times, but there are also other words that describe this same kind of spiritual gift in the New Testament.
牧羊人这个词呢，会在圣经中用了很多遍。那么我们看看在圣经的不同地方，我们它是如何去讲牧羊人这个词的。Now
the Lord Jesus is called a shepherd. He's called the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep.
耶稣呢，他是一个牧人，他是好牧人，他也为羊舍命。
In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. the Apostle Paul speaks to elders, and he says to them, take heed to yourselves and all the flock of God over which you are overseers.
在使徒行传的二十章的二十八节，保罗这样子讲关于长老，就是圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Now something interesting about verse 28, the word overseers is in the plural. We need many shepherds within the local church to do the work of shepherding and building up the local church.
在原文圣经里头，这个词圣灵立你们做全群的监督，这个监督这个词呢，它是复数，所以说在教会里头需要不止一个牧羊人，那么他要去来帮来为神来看管这个羊群。
Look down at the last verse on this slide, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 and 25.
我们往下看，就是这个提摩太的后书二章的24到25节。
He says, the servant of the Lord must be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and in meekness instructing.
这里说，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心。
So sometimes, this person, this shepherd, is called a shepherd, sometimes a servant of the Lord, sometimes an overseer.
所以在圣经里头这个词呢，Pastor 这个词呢，他会用作用作牧羊人，做神的仆人，或是全群的就是我们在前面看到的全群的监管。
So tonight we're going to look at some of the key aspects of spiritual care within the local church, and then look at some key passages.
我们会今天晚上也会看一些就是关属灵的关怀，就是在圣经里头是如何讲的。
One of the key passages we'll look at is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
其中一个呢就是在 1 Thessalonians, 帖撒罗尼迦的前书的 first chapter, or
who is it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Oh, chapter 2, okay. 的第二章，帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
And then we'll look at a couple other passages, in the scriptures.
然后我们会在经文中看几段。
Let's look at a number of key aspects of a shepherd in the local church.
那么我们首先先看就是关于这个属灵关怀的几个重点。
Now, one of the first things is of a pastor or a shepherd, he should know his flock.
那么第一点呢，就是一个牧者或者一个牧羊人，他需要知道他的羊群。
He should know the needs and the strengths and the trials and difficulties and challenges that each person within the congregation, with each believer within the church, the issues that they have.
Okay, 就是他们需要去明白，就是每个人他们的需要，他们的强项，他们在生活中所经历的挑战，就是。通过呢，就是他们人跟人之间的交流，并且去探访。
He visits believers. He interacts with them. He talks. He gets around and talks to the believers and finds out what is going on in their lives, the needs they have.
他们会去探访人们，也会去跟 群众呢去交流，然后去更加深认识。
Notice also he's a teacher. He needs to teach and preach messages aimed to build up and to strengthen the spiritual lives of believers.
他也同时是一个教师，他会教导他的羊群，并且让他们在属灵方面更加的成长。
A shepherd will also lead the believers, just like a shepherd of sheep will lead it to better pastures and lead it away from danger. So too a shepherd leads and directs the spiritual, the spiritual believer.
就是牧者的那他们也会带领羊群或者说带领信徒，就是让他们在属灵方面也是去学习，并且去躲避那些不好的。
He provides support and encouragement and comfort and guidance during special times of difficulty or crisis in believers' lives.
他也同时提供帮助，提供安慰，并且指引，就是在个人的挑战或者说是比较艰难的危机。
He will develop other leaders who can also minister in the local church. Others who can build up and who could encourage and strengthen and teach in the local church.
并且他也会去培养属灵的这些带领，就是在当地教会呢，使得这些这些属灵的带领呢，也可以去。去引导信徒。
They're good examples. They live a life that reflects Christ and draws people to them, who have needs in their lives. They come to these shepherds for encouragement and support in their lives.
他要做一个好的榜样，他要去活出一个生命，就像耶稣的生命一样，就去学习，并且活出耶稣的生活方式。
They are also to protect the flock.
他也要保护群羊。
They protect them against harmful teaching and harmful individuals that disrupt a local church, disrupt the harmony within a local church.
他也要去看管，就去保护羊群呢，就是免受那些不好的教，就是有害的教导，并且有害的个人，他们可能去破坏这个教会的这个统一，并且去保护这个教会的健康。
Sometimes harmful individuals need to be removed from a local church because they are so harmful to the whole body.
有的时候呢，可能一些个人呢，他们会被去隔离开，就隔离出这个教会，因为他们可能对于教会过于的有伤害。
There needs to be cultural sensitivity, and a shepherd will have this kind of cultural sensitivity.
他也要对，就是对于文化背景也要有一些敏感度。
In the early church, in the book of Acts, there were those from a Greek background, and they had special needs in their lives.
在《使徒行传》中有提到，就是有一些人他有一些会众，他们是有希腊人的背景，所以说他们有一些特别的需要。
Today, in many churches, there are many different language groups, many different ethnic backgrounds that make up believers.
在今天的教会里呢，就是有，可能会有各样，从各个地方来的人，他们会讲着不同的语言。
We have in our local church, we have one elder from the island of Jamaica. We have one who is from Brazil. We have one, myself, who is from the United States, a very diverse background, within a local church.
而在我的教会里呢，我们的长老有来自牙买加的，有来自巴西呢，而我呢是来自美国的。
We need to also learn how to delegate and to work as a team.
也需要就是牧者呢，也需要去明白如何去分配工作，也需要知道如何去就是以一个团队为单位来工作。
A shepherd needs to take care and watch he doesn't get too busy, in his personal time.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
A shepherd has to watch that he doesn't get burned out and get too busy in his personal time, but have others who can help him.
Right. 就是一个牧者他要使自己不能在他他自己的时间里头过于的忙碌，使得他就是有些burnout，他也要叫这些的将一些工作要交给其他人。
So let's look at a couple of passages where we learn about the role of the shepherd in the local church.
我们来看看圣经里头来讲，就是一个牧者他的一些特点。
So take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
那请大家和我一起翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
We notice a number of key things about the shepherd in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们在这一章里头，我们会看到作为一个牧者，他的一些关键点。
Notice first of all, and the Apostle Paul is speaking about himself as a shepherd, of the flock.
首先呢，就是保罗他作为一个牧者来讨论，就是如何去做牧者。
Look what he says in chapter 2 and verse 2 of 1 Thessalonians.
我们来看第二节。
He says, we had previously suffered and been insulted at Philippi, as you know, but with the help of God, we dared to tell you the gospel in spite of strong opposition.
帖撒罗尼迦前书，第二章第二节，我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而，还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
So here we see, Paul says, we were persecuted, we had opposition, but we were bold to speak to you the gospel and the word of God, although there was much conflict and opposition.
所以说在这里，这个意思就是说，我们就是保罗他受到了迫害，受辱，但是还是靠着神去放开胆量，就是可以将神的福音来传给他们。
So I think a pastor is someone who is courageous and bold and brave in teaching the word of God and shepherding the flock, even though there's opposition.
我知道有一些牧者呢，他们在这样子的有很强烈的反对下，或者说有强烈的迫害下，他们依旧放胆去传讲神的福音。
Look what he says in verse 3. He says, we do not use trickery or gimmicks or deceit in building up believers.
我们来看第三节，就是我们劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
He says, we don't have impure motives. We're not trying to trick you.
在这里就是说，就是说，我们不是为了骗你去来传讲神的福音。
some leaders were to come among the believers, and they were trying to get financial gain. They were trying to get money from out of the believers, or somehow get power in their lives from the believers and use trickery.
有一些教会的那个带领呢，他们会用诡诈去来欺骗人，然后去为了去谋取一些利益。
He says a shepherd does not do that. A shepherd is seeking to build up the believers in the word of God.
而这里就是讲呢，一个牧者他不应该去这样子做，他应该去将神的真理带给他羊群，并且让他们来成长。He
says, "We are men who are approved of God." In verse 4, entrusted with the gospel.
第四节说，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们。
We're not trying to please men. We're not a man pleaser, but we are a God pleaser.
我们不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
A pastor, his number one goal, his number one desire is to please God and to build up the believers in the scriptures.
就是在，就是牧者他的首要目的呢，是要去使神喜悦，并且将神的这个人群呢去建立，在神的话，sorry，he's
not teaching a message just to draw large crowds after himself, but he's teaching a message that will build up the believers, be honoring to God, and will strengthen him in the Lord.
他不应该用他的信息去圈很多很多的人过来，他应该去将神的真理就是完完全全的教导给他们。
Sometimes there's the desire that some teach a wrong message just to get crowds to come after them.
有些时候呢，他们会一些人，他们会用一些错误的信息，就只是为了将就是谋取利益，或者说要赢得更多人过来。
In the past and even currently, there are those that say if you follow a certain teacher, you'll become wealthy, or you'll never become sick, or you'll experience prosperity in your life.
甚至在今天，也有些人会说，如果说你去跟随某个讲师或者导师，你的生活就会很顺利，你会更加富有，你会就是怎么样，就是在属世的意义上变得更好。
They're trying to teach a message that will please men and that men and women might follow them because it's a easy message. It's an attractive message, but it's not a biblical message.
他们会讲一些就是去讨人喜欢的一些信息，不是，实际上就是说是那些很简单，或者说什么他很吸引人的，但不是神的信息。
I have a friend who goes into Central Africa as a missionary, and he says some cases, there'll be large gatherings of people, and people preach to them this message of prosperity and wealth and health.
我认识一个就是去到非洲中部的一个全教士，那么他听说就是那有些人就会说，就当时会有很大的就是聚集，就是他们会说，如果来这里，那么他们就会变得更富有，还是怎样的。
Here's an area where there's many people that are poor. There's many people that are sick. There's many people with great needs, and there's deception and trickery and lies that are told to them just to get people to follow after them.
那很多人呢，他们就是为就因为那个地方贫穷，并且有很多人生着病，有很严重的疾病。那么他们这样子去做呢，就仅仅是为了将更多的人来带到这里。
Paul says, "Don't preach a message that just pleases men, that tickles their ears. Preach a message that honors God."
保罗是这样说，去在传讲神的信息的时候，不是要讨人喜欢，是要讨神的喜悦。
Look at verse 6 in this passage.
我们来看第六节。
He says, we are not looking for praise from men or from anyone else. He said, we have been like a mother, a nursing mother, caring and gentle, as we have ministered the word of God to you.
我们做基督的使徒虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或是向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
In verse 7, he says, we as apostles of Christ could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you like a caring mother, like a mother caring for her little children.
第七节讲到，就是我们对你们是有负担的，就像母亲如何关怀自己的孩子一样。
So you see the tender aspect of a shepherd, caring for the believers here in Thessalonica.
所以说呢，就是我们看到牧者他其中一点就是他是温柔的，他是温柔的带这些帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
He says in verse 8, he was self-sacrificing. We not only brought the gospel to you, but we imparted our own souls, our own lives to you because you were dear unto us.
我们看到第八节这样子讲到，就是说他们是自我牺牲的。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
He says also he was like a father to these believers down in verse 11.
在十一中讲到说，我你们晓得我们如何劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
He says, you know how we dealt with each one of you as a father deals with his own children.
所以说就像父亲如何带自己各个儿女一样，牧者也要如何去带你们众人。
But you see some of, in this passage, you see some of the characteristics of a shepherd. He is self-sacrificing. He cares for these believers like a mother cares for little children, as a loving father cares for children.
我们可以看到，就是一个牧者呢，他应该是自我牺牲的，并且他爱信徒，爱人们是就像一个温柔的母亲，并且是一个有很有爱的父亲。
So you see the tenderness, you see the kindness, you see the love of a pastor or shepherd, as Paul ministers to these believers.
保罗就告诉大家，就是牧者应该是这样子一个温柔的，一个很细心的一个这样的一个属灵带领。
Let's look at a passage in the Old Testament, as God speaks about some characteristics of a shepherd in Ezekiel 34.
来，我们来到旧约的以西结书的34章，我们来看更多关于牧者的这些这个特点。
In Ezekiel 34, we have a chapter about those who were false shepherds, that those who are not true shepherds of Israel.
以西结书34节中提到那些有很多假的牧人，那些不负责任的牧人。
In this chapter, he speaks about those who are false shepherds and what they should have been doing.
讲到关于这些假的牧人，就是他们本应该如何做。
And then he tells them what a true shepherd should do, and then he tells them what God would do for Israel as the true shepherd of God.
也告诉他们，就是说，一个真牧人应当如何行，并且讲到神是怎，主是怎样作为一个好牧人去带他的以色列民。
Look at verse 2 in Ezekiel chapter 34.
我们来看第二节，这个34章的第二节。
He says to them, Woe, you shepherds of Israel, who only take care of themselves, should not the shepherds take care of the flock?
这样子讲，祸哉，以色列人的牧人只知牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗？
He says these shepherds were not taking care of the sheep. They weren't feeding the flock. They were seeking to feed themselves. They were seeking to benefit themselves only.
他说这些牧人呢，他们都没有在牧养群羊，他们只知道牧养自己。
And so he says that shepherds should be the ones who bring sheep to the places where they can feed. And as they feed, they can become stronger. And as they become stronger, they could lead and they could, be healthy sheep.
就是一个牧人呢，应当将他的羊去带到那个可以牧养群羊的地方。 可以让他们变得更加强壮，变得更加健康。
The number one role of a shepherd is really to teach the word of God. The number one role of a shepherd, a literal shepherd of sheep, is to provide good grazing pastures for the flock.
所以说，那牧师。 牧者他的第一个责任呢，就是去将神的话教导给人，并且牧羊人呢，他的第一责任呢，就是要牧养群羊，要使他们可以得到成长。So
in verse 2 he says, Woe to you shepherds, you're not feeding the flock of God.
就这样子讲，就经文这样子讲，就是这些只知道牧养自己，没有牧养群羊的这些牧人有祸了。
Look at the second thing that is said in verse 4.
我们来看第二点，就是在第四节中。
He says the shepherd should be ministering to the sheep that are broken, that have broken limbs, and that are diseased.
意思也有讲到说，你们这些牧人应当去安慰那些受伤的，并且去有那些就是失丧的。He
says in verse 4, you have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick or bound up the injured sheep.
在第四节中讲到，就是说，你们没有养壮那些瘦弱的，你们没有医治那些有病的，你们没有缠裹那些受伤的。A
shepherd was to clean out the wounds of a lamb that was injured. He was to bind up a broken limb if a lamb or a sheep would have injured himself.
所以 一个牧羊人呢，他应该去，他应当去为那个羊受伤的羊去处理伤口，去为他包扎，去为他缠裹，就是为这些可能就是肢体上有受伤的这些羊。So
he speaks to the spiritual shepherds and he says those who are spiritually sickly, those who are spiritually diseased, those who are spiritually weak, you need to care for them. You need to bind them up. You need to attend to their the sicknesses and the issues in their lives.
对，同样的，在属灵层面上，如果有哪只羊，它属灵层面上它生病了，它受伤了，你们应该去要照料它，要关怀它。
Sometimes we don't realize the hurts and the struggles that believers are going through, and we need to go visit them. We need to minister to them. We need to care for them, spiritually care for them, and to build them up, as they're going through these difficulties and struggles in their lives.
所以在当信徒中有那些就是在生活中很艰难的很挣扎的，我们应当去探访他们，去安慰他们，关怀他们，将神的话给到他们，并且使他们可以强健。
So he says that's one of the roles of a pastor, of a shepherd, teach the word of God, but minister to those who are hurting, in your local church.
所以说呢，他其中两个责任呢，就是第一，就是将神的话教导给众人，还有其次呢，就是为那些受伤的那些得病的，去将神的话给到他们。
A shepherd is also one who seeks the wanderer, seeks the sheep that is scattered, and he's wandered away from the flock.
一个牧人呢，他也应当将那些就是失丧的、走丢的羊，那么要去寻找他。
He says in this passage in verses 4 and 5, he says, "The scattered one you have not brought back. You've not sought for the lost sheep that has wandered away."
在第四节和第五节中提到，失丧的你们没有寻找。
He says they're scattered for the lack of a shepherd.
就是说，他们因为没有牧人，那个羊呢就走散，就分散了。
In some cases, if there's not a shepherd to go after, a believer that wanders away from the Lord, he may never come back to the Lord. We need shepherds that go after and show compassion and bring the word of God to those who are wandered away from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在一些羊或者是在一些信徒，他们有的时候失丧了，他们走丢了，就是如果牧人就是牧者，他没有去找他，去将神的话给他，去关怀他，那么他可能永远不会回到神的羊群中。
I
所以
think if I think of a particular believer who was very went through some very difficult times in her particular in her life, and she wandered away from the Lord for 10 years, for quite a long time. But with the care of a shepherd, she was brought back to the Lord.
就是有那么有一次呢，我知道有一个姊妹呢，她在这个羊群中失丧了，她失丧了有10年之久。那么我们很感恩的，就是有牧者就是去找寻他，去安慰他，去将神的话给他，那么他就回到了神的羊群之中。
So you need to seek the scattered and the lost ones, to minister to the hurt ones, to teach the word of God and to use compassion and use tenderness, sometimes minister, to the sheep of the local church.
所以说，牧者呢，就要应当去寻找那些失丧的，去缠裹那些受伤的，去医治那些有病的。那么他们就是我们需要牧者去这样子去做。
We want to look at two more passages, and then I'm going to leave about 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes, near the end, to open it up to questions you might have.
OK，我刚刚忘掉有两点，就是还有就是牧者要用那个温 温柔和爱心去带羊群。那么我们接下来会看还有两处的经文，然后在这之后我们会有一些问答。
Let's go to the book of Acts now. Book of Acts chapter 20.
让我们来翻到那个使徒行传的二十章。
In the last part of chapter 20 of the book of Acts, Paul is meeting with the Ephesian elders.
在二十章的后半部分呢，就是保罗他在和以弗所的长老在见面。
The Apostle Paul is in a city called Miletus, and Ephesian elders, a number of them, we don't know how many, they come and meet with the Apostle Paul.
就是说他们当时就是他们在见面，就是保罗和这些其实有好几个那个在以弗所教会的这些长老。
So look with me at verse 17 of chapter 20.
Verse 17.
So the Apostle Paul called for these elders from Ephesus to come to him, and they came and spent some time with him.
所以说我们刚刚这里保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去请教会的长老来。
Now, in this passage, and I invite you to read it on your own from verse 17 to the very end, there's four important things that Paul says to these believers.
在你们自己有时间的时候，我鼓励你们去从十节读到末尾。然后这里呢，他圣经中提到了四点，关于一个牧羊人、一个牧者的印记。
He's going to encourage them again to teach the word of God. He says, I've not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
他鼓励这些长者呢，就去将神的话教导给众人，就是说，在二十七节中提到，就是因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Now look at verse 19 with me for a minute.
我们来看第十九节。
He says, I serve the Lord, he says, with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the opposition of the Jews.
第十九节，我就是保罗，服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害，经历试炼。
There's times of tears in the life of a spiritual shepherd of the flock.
所以说，有些时候，牧人会，他们会有一些就是流，在他们生活中会流泪。
As you get involved in the lives of some believers and see the trials that they go through and some of the real, very difficult things, there's tears involved.
对，在他们去进入到羊群中一些羊，他们的一些人生的经历，他们会看到他们经历着这样大的试炼，所以说他们就是会因此而流泪。
He said, I went through trials, and he says, I served the Lord in a very humble way.
就是说他们经历，他们本身也经历试炼，但是他们是这样子谦卑去经历这些试炼。
But look at verse 29, and this is a very important part of what Paul is going to tell them.
我们来看第29节，就是这节是很重要的一点。
He says in verse 28, he says, guard yourselves and all the flock of God over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
从28节起，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。
And then he says this, I want to warn you because after I leave, he said, wolves, spiritual wolves will come in. False teachers will come in, not sparing the flock.
在这里就是, 他们在警告这些长老，就是说，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入到你们中间，就是那些假的这些假的牧者来到你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Notice what he says. He says, in verse 30, even from your own selves, a number of men will arise and distort the truth to draw away disciples.
在第三十节我们看到，就是甚至在你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬，那悖谬的话要引诱门徒跟从他们。
We think sometimes the wolves come from outside and are not believers or are not part of the flock. But he says these wolves will come from inside the flock.
我们有的时候以为呢，这些凶暴的豺狼总是在神这个羊群之外，但是他这里在警告他们说，就算在羊群之中，或者甚至在你们之间，也必有人起来，就是这些凶暴的豺狼。It's
much easier for the flock to be led astray by someone they trust, someone they know they have a relationship with.
就是对于人来说，就是更容易去相信那些他们所相信，不是他们所已经有建立关系的人。He
says, "Be on your guard, because this will destroy the flock, destroy believers' lives."
所以在这里也说，就是说你们要谨慎，因为他很有可能会毁灭这个人他的生命。
He says in verse 31, he uses a strong command, be on your guard.
Amen.
在第31节说，所以你们应当警醒。
I have seen many churches, I've seen many assemblies, or a good number of them, destroyed, actually totally destroyed by men who have come in, men who have already been in these local churches, and they have destroyed them.
我看到很多太多的，就是这样的教会，就是他们被这样子来到他们中间的人来被毁灭。He
says also in this passage in verse 33, support the weak, support the needy. And he said, remember the words of Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
在35节，他说，应当这样子劳苦去扶助软弱的人。就是给你们，凡事给你们做怎么样？就叫你们应知道应当这样子劳苦去扶助软弱的人。So
let's go to our last passage for this evening, and there's only three major points from this passage, and that is first Titus chapter 1. Book of Titus, the letter of Paul to Titus, chapter 1.
我们今天翻到我们今天会最后的这个经文的这个段落，我们去到提多书的chapter 1, Titus 1, yeah, 第一章.
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in Titus 1 about some of the marks of an elder.
所以他保罗呢，他在提摩太前书，并且提多书的一章，都有讲到就是这个长老或者说一个牧者他的一些印记。Some
of the qualifications of an elder.
一些使他可以就是成为长老或者说牧者的这个他的要素。
Now, in this chapter, chapter 1 of Titus and 1 Timothy 3, these are more than just marks. These are requirements. These are qualifications. Notice what we read in verse 6 of Titus 1.
所以这两段呢，就是提摩太前书的三章，并提多书的一章，这里都强调，其实是比印记更加强烈，就是实际上甚至是对于长老或者是牧者的要求。所以说，我们来看这个，sorry, I forgot the verse.
Six.
Six. Okay, 我们来看那个第六节，就是提多书一章的第六节。
Notice what he says. He says an elder must be blameless. He must be the husband of one wife.
这里讲到，他必须要做一个无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫。
It says in verse 7, he must be blameless.
在第七节，他必须无可指责。
And then verse 9, he must, he says, hold firmly to the trustworthy message of the word of God.
这里讲，第九节，他必须要坚守所教真实的道理。What
we see in these two passages is the emphasis on teaching the word of God, on the character of an elder, but also the warning. The largest part of this Titus chapter 1 is the warning that Paul gives to these elders.
所以这里呢，他实际上强调了，就是关于教导方面，就是跟教导长老，实际上是对于这些长老，对做长老的这些警告。
Verse 9, all the way to the end of chapter 1, he speaks about a warning that these elders must have.
从第九节到这一章的尾，就是他讲到了对于作为这些长老的一些警告。He
says in verse 9, he says they must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught.
他首先他要坚守所教的真实的道理。So
that he could encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
那么他就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。Verse
10, for there are many rebellious people, mere talkers and deceivers.
在第十节，因为有许多人不服约束，说虚空话欺哄人。Verse
11, they must be silenced.
第十一节，这些人的口总要堵住。He
says they are ruining whole households by their teaching, teaching things they ought not to teach.
说，将不该教导的教导人败坏人的全家。Look
at verse 13. He says you must rebuke them sharply so that they will be sound in the faith.
所以我们在第十三节看到，你要严严的责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。So
half of the chapter is this great warning that you, that elders and shepherds and pastors must be men who warn, dear believers about errors, those who bring unsound teaching and doctrine in the local church.
所以这里就其实这么大片的篇幅呢，就是在讲，就是对于这些对于长老、对于牧者、对于牧师他们的这样子的一个警告，就是说要严严的责备这些带假的教导。
So we've come to a conclusion. I want to bring four major summary statements about what we've looked at so far.
好，那么我们就做一个总结啊，就是有四点我们今天所讨论过的。
So a shepherd, He teaches and comforts the hurting.
一个牧者他教导并且他安慰那些受伤的。
He seeks after the wanderers, the ones who have gone away from the Lord.
他去寻找那些就是失丧的就是从神那里失丧的羊群。
He teaches the word of God, but he warns of false teaching and false teachers.
他教导神的话，并且他去警告那些就是假的教师，就是讲那些不对的教导。
And then he speaks often of them that they have godly character.
而第四点，就是他必须要有属神的特征，属神的特点。
So we have about 10 minutes left, 10 or 12 minutes left, and I want to just turn this time over to questions that anyone may have. So it's a question time for the rest of the next 10 minutes.
对，我们接下来10分钟，我想将这样的时间作为一个问答时间，所以说大家如果有任何问题，可以来问。Lord,
we've listened this evening to many wonderful truths from scripture.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们今天学到了很多圣经中的真理。
And we want to thank you for the pastors and teachers, the shepherds and teachers that you have given to us down through our personal experience.
主啊，我们感谢你在我们个人的经历中，你赐给我们这些牧师的，或者说做教师的。
And we pray that you will raise up many others with the grace of God to fulfill these responsibilities.
主啊，我们祷告你，求你兴起更多，就是来去做这些你的工的人，让去担起他们的责任。And
each of us from our hearts would say, Lord, help me be a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist in somebody's life.
主啊，主啊，我们在每个人心中祷告，就是我们愿意去做某些人的牧师或者是教师。So
we give you thanks, Lord, for David, for teaching us.
主啊，我们感谢你，也感谢David弟兄，神通过David弟兄来教导我们。
And we thank you for Jonathan for translating.
主啊，我们也谢谢Jonathan来做这个翻译。And
we thank you for each one who's come to learn this evening.
主啊，我们也感谢你，让大家都来到这里。Bless
us all, we pray, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
祝福我们大家，我们这样的祷告都是奉耶稣基督得胜的尊名。
Amen.
Amen.
Next week we'll be looking at the gift of tongues.